All right. Turning to the really interesting stuff now. The item 14 is the update on private equity and real estate allocations. Looking for Mr. Price to come moving over. I think he will be. Long walk down the hall. There he is.
Good morning. Good morning. We're going for the dramatic pause there.
Apologize. It's afternoon. So I'll try that again. Good afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon. So this agenda item will be brief. This is a report out on two commitments made in the past couple of months, one to private equity fund, EQT Fund 10. This is a global buyout fund focused primarily in Europe with a healthy exposure to the United States. This would be a new relationship for Sisera, and Sisera committed $100 million to that fund. The second commitment that we want to discuss today or disclose today is the fund commitment to Blackstone SPRE. This is a real estate fund that invests in continuation fund vehicles and special situations. So this is a little bit more of a unique opportunity set here to take advantage of some funds that have reached the end of their investment lives, but still have assets in it. This is a way to recapitalize those and take them into the Blackstone fund. And Sisera committed $80 million to that. It's a new relationship to this group within Blackstone, but we have previously committed to other Blackstone funds. Happy to take any questions, but that's the brief version.
Thank you, Tim.
John.
Oh, I'm sorry if I forgot to raise my hand.
No.
Any reactions on the news that is out right now? And I'm not sure I have the symbol fully correct, but something like Brexit, that is a huge Blackstone fund that is now slowing down or not being willing to fully return funds when requested by investors.
Yeah, this is a big story out there right now. I think it's probably something that looks dramatic, but is actually kind of routine in terms of the details here. So the story, John, is you're referring to the Blackstone REIT. It's a private REIT, so not a publicly traded REIT, but a private REIT. So it operates as a open-ended fund with quarterly liquidity. And they can pay out up to 5% of the NAV quarterly. So they hit the queue. They hit the maximum number of redemptions, and everybody else is in a queue for the rest of theirs. So this is, I think a understandable pullback in some of the real estate exposure. Certain of those investors wanted their money back, wanted to be able to redeploy elsewhere or hold cash, and they hit that 5% limit. The 5% limit's not new. It's not discretionary. It's in the fund documents, as far as I understand. The other thing to note is that this is a little bit to the side of the real estate group that we're talking about here today. So it's not the same group. It's not the same investment types. And certainly not the same exposures. So I think that's it's certainly noteworthy that, a large number or a number of investors in that private REIT wanted their money back. But I think the story probably stops there for now. And we'll see what happens over the next few quarters here. But that's kind of my understanding of that, that narrative.
Crowded exit door.
Crowded exit door. Yeah.
Thank you.
Whereas this is a closed-end fund, so that's not really an issue here.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments for Tim on the private equity and real estate allocation report? Seeing none, well, thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
As always, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All good? Okay. All right.